What's wrong? What do you mean, what's wrong? With me? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. I don't know why you would think something is wrong. I'm fine. I'm so fine. I am fine. Just so fine. So. You don't look convinced. Why don't you look convinced? Because I'm acting dodge. No, I'm not. I'm acting, you know, perfectly fine and normal because I am normally slightly dodgy. Slightly, not dodgy, weird. I'm weird. So this is me just being my weird self. Okay, something might be wrong. Just a tiny, tiny little thing. And it absolutely has nothing to do with you wanting to meet my parents. No, I said it doesn't have anything to do with that. And that makes you think that it does. Are you sure you're a blacksmith? Because you're acting like a... like a... blacksmith who's very clever. Because you are. So, it's not a huge deal. It's not even important. You know what? It's not even important. It's not a big deal. So let's just talk about something else. Let's talk about fire. Fire. We both love fire. I love fire. You love fire. And you don't want to talk about fire? How about shiny things? I love shiny things. You love shiny things. And you want to talk about why I don't want you to meet my parents. No. It's not that I don't want you to meet my parents. It's just that I don't want you to meet them unprepared. And that, So my parents are complicated. That's a good word. Complicated. Because one's a princess and one's a dark knight. Sort of, but not really, but also yes. It's complicated. That is the word. Complicated. And I love my parents. I do. I love them. I adore them. I love my mother. I love my father, just not when they're together. And, well, it's not that I don't love them when they're together. When they're together, I'm happy, but they're not happy. No, it's not that. It's so much more complicated than cheating. There's something I haven't told you. Not that it's important. It's not important. That's why I haven't told you. But it is relevant if you're going to meet my parents. Do you really want to meet my parents? I mean, is it essential that you meet them? Because I don't really see why. What's that? The box. Well, I know it's a box, but no. No. Is that what I think it is? No. Don't open it, no! No. Please tell me you don't want to meet my parents so you can ask them if you can. No, don't say it. But I think that might be it. So you do need to meet them because you're very old-fashioned. And I adore that. I adore that because I was brought up in an old-fashioned sort of way. Kind of. Darling, I think it's best that you sit down. Sit down. I need you to sit down. No. Just sit down, please. So there's something you need to know about me. And it will actually explain a lot. Only it won't make much sense. So context is very important. And the context will come after. But I need to tell you that I'm a dragon. Only not a dragon. And context will follow. So, my being a dragon explains so much. Firstly, I'm a fire mage, and I'm a very, very, very good fire mage. And I shouldn't be. Well, not this good, because I'm really young, but I'm really powerful. And where does that come from? Dragon. Also, I love fire. I have a really unhealthy obsession with fire. And you know why? Dragon. Also, shiny things. Shiny. Oh, I love shiny. Shiny, shiny, shiny. Oh, love it. I love it. I just love it. Dragon? Yes, the last two could be explained by me being a blacksmith, but I'm not a blacksmith. I'm a dragon. Only not a dragon. So this is where the context comes into it. So, please just listen and don't ask questions. There will be a time for questions and answers at the end. But... So, my parents. My parents. My parents are dragons. Well, not all the time. Well, most of the time. In fact, the majority of the time, they are dragons. But when they got together, they weren't dragons. Well, they were dragons, but they weren't dragons in dragon form. They were dragons in human form. Both of them. And then they didn't know. Because if they did, they would have never done something that I don't really want to think about because they're my parents. I mean, yuck. So my mother is a golden dragon. And part-time princess. Just sometimes because she has somewhat of a sick sense of humor and she likes it when the knights come and try to rescue her and then she kind of barbecues them. She's only done it once, twice, four times. She doesn't do it anymore though, because of my dad. So she's a golden dragon. Golden. And my dad is a black dragon. Also part-time dark knight. Because he also has a very sick sense of humour and he will go and rescue princesses. And he's a dragon. And he's not a good knight, he's a dark knight. It's dragon humour. It's not actually that funny, but dragon humour. So. You want to ask a question, don't you? Can you wait? All right, one question. Go on. Yes. I am trying to tell you that my parents... are dragons. Well, mostly dragons. Well, all dragon, but sometimes not dragon-shaped. That was your question. No! That was your question. That was your question. So, we will move on. Where was I? Yes. Princess, actually a golden dragon. Dark knight, actually a black dragon. Now, as you know, golden dragons hate black dragons, and black dragons hate golden dragons. So... it would be really unlikely that the two dragon-shaped dragons would get together and lay an egg. Well, one of... No, I don't want to think about it. Ew, they're my parents. And whether it's in human form or dragon form, I do not want to think about that. But I am. I'm thinking about it. It's in my head. No! Ew. Okay. So, okay. Fire and pretty things. Fire and shiny things. Fire and gold and no! Gemstones. Does the ring? No, there is no ring. I'm not going to ask that. I'm not going to ask if it has a gemstone. No. No. So. You have a human-shaped golden dragon and a human-shaped black dragon. Well, a princess-shaped golden dragon and a dark knight-shaped black dragon. And they met... And they met and they hated each other. And they argued and they bickered. But we both know what that means. Yes. They fell in love. Only one's a golden dragon, one's a black dragon, and they didn't tell each other. And I know you want to know why they didn't tell each other. Well, they thought the other one was a full-time human and not a part-time human. And they were actually really in love. Just so ridiculously in love. Because dragons, they only fall in love once. Just once. And... well, that was it. That was it, and, well, they had me, and no, I don't want to think about that. So they shook hands, and then they had me. And my mother thought that perhaps she should mention, by the way, I'm a dragon. And my father felt the same. By the way, I'm a dragon. So they did. And it did not go well because one's a golden dragon that hates black dragons and one's a black dragon that hates golden dragons. And so they had a fight. It's kind of legendary. It's kind of famous. It's that one. Yes. They destroyed the capital. Because of course they did. Because they really, really hate each other. And, well, they don't talk anymore. Which is good because... they only just finished rebuilding the capital. So my childhood was very awkward. Very awkward. Because my mother's a golden dragon, my father's a black dragon, but I'm a human. But also a dragon, because my parents are dragons. And I have very dragon-like traits, like fire and loving gold and shiny things and being very good with magic. But I'm human. But, and this is the big but. This is bigger than my butt. Sorry, I was trying to make a joke. Just, you know, lighten things up. When you meet my parents, you won't be meeting my human-shaped parents because they don't do that anymore. Because of me. Well, obviously it's not actually because of me, although it does kind of feel like it's because of me, because I kind of feel like it's my fault a little bit. It was a lot to deal with. A lot to deal with because I am a human and they are dragons. It's growing up was kind of really difficult sometimes. Just really difficult. But you won't be meeting the human-shaped dragons. You'll be meeting the dragon-shaped dragons. And what? Why would they eat you? Oh no, they're going to love you. They already love you. Not that I've told them anything about you at all. Might have mentioned you once or twice. Just, you know. Once or twice a day, maybe. It's not like I'm, you know, hopelessly in love with you and slightly obsessed because you are just so wonderful and perfect and so perfect. You are so perfect because you're a blacksmith and that is so, so perfect. It's ridiculously perfect. And well, you're okay with my weird. My weird. Because growing up as the human daughter of two dragons who hate each other, you kind of can't help but be a little weird. Very weird. And I've always had a little bit of trouble with other humans. Also other dragons. Because I'm a human and my parents are dragons and family vacations were interesting. Very interesting. I can be weird around you and you don't look at me funny. You don't point at me and laugh. And then you're you and you're funny and sweet and so talented and well, of course I told him about you because you're the one I love and dragons only fall in love once, which is kind of, you know, a bit annoying because obviously you're not going to want to be with me anymore and you're going to dump me and you're not going to dump me. Why not? Because you love me. Were you not listening? Did you not hear when I told you about my parents and me, dragon? You were listening and you're all right with it. You're all right with it. But what do you mean you're all right with it? Oh no. Oh no, I've made you weird. I've infected you with my weirdness. You're weird now. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I really, really didn't mean to. I didn't infect you with my weird. This is your own natural weirdness. Are you sure? Because I just told you that I'm a dragon. With dragon parents who are dragon-shaped now but used to be human-shaped. And you're alright with it. Because you love me. You love me. You are just... I adore you. Are you sure you want to meet them? Because they really, really want to meet you, but I've said that they can't. But if you want to meet them... Oh no. Oh no. No! I mean, yes, I do want you to meet them, but it's going to be so bad. They're going to fight. Oh no, they will. I mean, they've said that they won't. But they will. Because I know them. I know them. And... if I'm honest... it's not the whole golden dragons hating black dragons and black dragons hating golden dragons. It's because deep down they still really, really love each other. Because dragon love is forever and they're just not over each other and they never will be. And, you know, there's me. So though they say that they hate each other, they actually love each other, but they can't say that because dragons. And that's why they fight. It's kind of sweet. If you squint. No, 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 no! What are you doing? No, don't you... Oh, it's so pretty. Did you make that? Oh, of course you made it. It's so beautiful. Only... Wait. Is that a fire gem? It's a fire gem. Do you know how rare fire gems are? Of course you do, because you made that. You got me a fire gem. This is... It's so pretty and fiery and shiny. It's everything all at once. It's so perfect. Put it on. But that means that you want to marry me. I said it. You want to. It's so beautiful. It's so fiery. It's so shiny. Ooh, what's happening? Oh no, darling? Am I a dragon-shaped human right now? I am. Why aren't you running? Because I'm beautiful. But I'm a dragon-shaped human. No, this has never happened before. This is so weird. Oh no. Darling, what colour am I? No, I can't look. Am I gold or am I black? And gold and black. I'm golden. But that's impossible. That's so pretty. Oh, it's so shiny. Look at my scales. Look at my scales. I'm a dragon. Did you hear that? That's a dragon. But that's not just any dragon. That's my mother. My dragon-shaped mother. No. Did you hear that? That's also a dragon. Also not just any dragon. That is my dragon-shaped dragon father. And no. I just got engaged. I just turned into a dragon. Darling, you know how you wanted to meet my parents? Well, I think you're going to get your wish. Oh, bollocks.